Ohio will extend Medicaid coverage for moms from the 60 days after birth now to 12 full months for the next 5 years to reduce the number of moms who die after giving birth. Anti-mask activists from throughout the state descended on a Lakewood school board meeting this week and were so obnoxious that the board adjourned the meeting. And a battle could be brewing to reduce the number of judges in Cuyahoga County to give them caseloads closer to what judges in other urban areas have. It's the Wake Up Morning News Briefing from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer for Friday, October the 8th. I'm the editor, Chris Quinn. The Ohio Department of Medicaid plans to extend coverage of women who have delivered babies from 60 days to 12 full months for the next 5 years, with hopes of reducing the state's maternal mortality levels. About 2,000 Ohio women each year experience an unexpected outcome of labor and delivery that results in significant short or long-term consequences to their health. Black women are 2.2 times more likely to die from a cause related to pregnancy than white women. The Ohio General Assembly, in the two-year state budget bill passed in June, instructed the Ohio Department of Medicaid to receive permission from the federal government to extend the postpartum coverage. Then the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 gave the states new options to extend Medicaid postpartum for a five-year period beginning April 1st. Anti-masked activists from all over Ohio showed up at the Lakewood School Board meeting Monday and were so unruly that the board shut down the meeting. Board President Betsy Shaughnessy adjourned early because of all the interruptions, which have been common elsewhere in the country. Shaughnessy said small numbers of Lakewood residents have attended in the past to disagree with the district's mask mandate, but Monday was different. The activists violated board policy by refusing to put masks on and repeatedly disrupted the meeting. The board had two short recesses before calling it quits. Shaughnessy said the board will be better prepared to deal with the disruptions next time, as she is working on a plan with police and district security officers. A battle over how many judges sit on the Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court could be on the horizon, as county officials consider the hundreds of millions of dollars likely needed to rebuild or renovate the aging Justice Center. County Councilman Michael Gallagher floated one option for reining in costs, reducing the total number of Common Pleas Court judges. Cuyahoga County's 34 judges have an average of 1,079 filings annually, while Franklin County, with a population much bigger than Cuyahoga, has only 17 judges, handling an average of 1,380 filings a year. In Cuyahoga County, the work getting done varies widely between judges, with some working far more efficiently than others. How much of a difference could the American Rescue Plan make in communities in Northeast Ohio? The Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland believes the answer can be found in comparing a government's stimulus cash with its 2020 tax revenue. Researchers found the ratio of stimulus money to 2020 tax revenue for states ranged from 10 to 30% and for cities 25 to 45%. But get this, Cleveland's windfall exceeds its 2020 tax revenue, giving it a ratio of 100.7%. East Cleveland has the highest ratio in the state with an eye-popping 258.5%. Only 17 cities in the entire country had ratios greater than 200%. Cleveland's ratio is also behind a handful of other Northeast Ohio cities, including Lorain at 110 and Lakewood at 107.7. The Ohio Supreme Court on Thursday upheld the death sentence of Aaron Lawson, a Lawrence County man who admitted that he murdered his cousin and three other family members after she ended an affair with him. Justices held that even though Lawson, who has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and other mental conditions, was sentenced to death without a review of whether he was competent to stand trial, the aggravating circumstances of the case outweighed any mitigation factors. No one has been executed since Mike DeWine became governor, however, and he has shown no indication he plans to sign death warrants anytime soon. Have a good weekend. Come back Monday for another edition of The Wake Up from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer.